Now, the return of the Bad Radio Crow Line.
Start of message.
What the f***? You break up a brilliant thing, something I've been listening to for 20 f***ing years. I can tell you where I was day one when I heard Bad Radio. When they came, dude, y'all f***ed this up. Y'all did this wrong. It's way wrong.
Bob is going to kill himself on air listening to Corby's laughs for the next however many weeks. Shows.
Totally different radio shows. Two totally different radio shows.
First Mike, then Kobe, and now Bad Radio. 2020 sucks. No funeral.
Hey, Jake. Congratulations on your new job. Promotion. You worked your ass off. You deserve it. Look forward to listening to you. Don't f*** it up.
Congratulations, dude. It's really, really f***ing awesome, man. From a 41-year-old dude out to this 30-year-old son of a bitch that just got the job, man. You rock, dude. Keep it up.
Hi, guys. Good evening, kiddos. I'm just calling to congratulate Jake on his new little promotion there, because he sure deserves it, because he's a real good kid and he's got a good head on his shoulders. So I just want to, I don't know if you guys even listen to this shit anymore, but I want to just let you know, Jake, you done good, kiddo.
Jake, you're still a second-rate, tier-two little bitch.
Hey, guys. So, Sturm to the Hardline, huh? I think one of my friends said it best when we were discussing it. I guess Corby and Jake, or Corby and Saroy, was just more fun than the Penguins could handle. I heard Jamie Benn is fired up about the new Hardline lineup, though. Oh, well. Congrats, Jake. It's great to see a fellow original rebel destroying.
The Dan and Jake show coming out of the box strong. Except for the weird guy in the room on day one. That whole thing was kind of strange hearing about that today. But,
this. I got to call back. This one up.
Hey there, Jake. Just wanted to apologize for hanging around the station so long yesterday. Really had to take a bowel movement. Didn't know how to ask where the bathroom was. Anyway, I got that picture of Bob. Yeah, I printed it out, put it on the back of my bathroom door. Let me know if you guys want a copy. Bye.
I am lingering in the studio, man, dreaming of you in the truck stop can. Stick around as long as I can. Fade off into the fog, you know I am. Nobody knows me. They are scared as fuck.
Hey, guys, I'm really loving Jad Radio. But I think we need a little bit more Julie. I think you guys need to go from 1J, Jake, to double J, Jake and Julie. Just not killer.
The Bachelor Ticker. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Pilot Pete and the remaining six women find themselves landing in Peru this week, with the important hometowns looming overhead. Madison and Kelsey received a rose after their one-on-one date, while Natasha was sent home on hers. On the three-on-one date, Peter sent Kelly home to the surprise of many. My love life is non-existent. I'm Towns Prescott with your Bachelor Ticker.
Bob Sturm moved to 3-7 with Corby. Now we have Dan and Jake and Julie. Get every pizza. Oh, Bob Sturm.
I'll get used to these new changes and persist in the world we live in today, sports, relatively smoothly. But for now, I just want to say that Pitchy will never be the same in middays without Rocco Pendola.
All right, first off, congratulations, Jake. I love you and you deserve it. But second, Corby. Bob and Dan could have gone and left the ticket and ended his show 5 years ago, and he pays them back by splitting them up. Corby, that little...
Hello, this is Coach Krause, the former ISS director at Richland High School. Just wanted to say, Jake, congratulations. I am happy that you have joined my leader, the Sports Führer, and are now Tier 1. Congratulations.
This is Al Pacino. I've actually been to the Wuhan province. Got a foot rub there. Asked the girl, hey, how do y'all make do with all these tiny men walking around? How do y'all do with all that? She looked me square in the eye and said, the inches we need are all around us. Ha! Wuhan!
you can have any respiratory virus you want, as long as it's corona.
Hey, thanks for bringing the crow line back. Jake, hopefully you're not also editing this, because that seems like kind of a self-cuck, but the head of Bad Radio was cut off earlier this week, but then here comes Jake Kemp, the culvert who was promised.
Today in Twitter acronym, that's great. What was today's woke around Twitter? Was that one taken by maybe the hardline? I don't know, Corby? Nice work there.
Jake, I've talked a lot of shit about you, buddy. I didn't mean any of it. I was just trying to get on the crow line, and I know this won't make it on there because I'm about to say something nice. Congratulations on the upgrade in your position, man. You deserve it. You've done a great job, and I look forward to listening to for years to come. All right. F*** you, man. I'm out. Bob has been my leader for many years, but he might as well be in China now. I just don't have the time slot to listen to 3-7 much with my schedule, so I am auditioning new leaders. And Dan, man, coming out of the gate strong, buddy. I'm excited about this new 12-3 show. Keep the good shit up and keep the Kim Panzee under control. F*** you, Jake.
End of message.
That's cool. I'll just turn on my own equipment.
I'll just turn mine on, too.
We can all agree with the last sentiment there.
Yeah. At least we're consistent. I really like the guy's suggestion. He enjoyed our segment today in Twitter, but was wondering if today's woke around Twitter was taken.
Yes.
And it was.
I just don't get it, is the thing. But I like all suggestions. No idea is a bad idea. But here's the deal. But here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
New segment for 2020. Crowline back every week?
You bet your buns.
Because I know that's a lot of work. And you said you're done working.
It's a lot of work
now
for
that
Cowboys.
You've been elevated to host. What we do is talk for 3 hours and that is it.
Right.
There's nothing else to it.
That's like
but if you're willing to put together the crow line.
Talking 3 hours, clocking 20 hours a week. Clocking. Yeah. Linger in the Studio Man had a nice song. The Wuhan inches all around us.
When you're calling the crow line, are we going to eventually have to make a new open for that? Because didn't we have...
Yeah, I don't think we changed
what
it
is
when,
the number?
When Donovan died. It's 214. 523. AP69.
It takes a while. Don't you hate when somebody has a word as their thing and it
to hunt for all the letters?
Hey, this is Bob.
And Dan.
And Donovan.
And Mino.
And Jake.
And Sean.
And Mike.
And this is the crow line.
The crow flies straight. So
whatever
don't you be fronting no games.
Whatever you say will be used on the air.
And unless can you leave a 10 be used message. Against you in a court of law.
Unless it sucks, and then it will never play.
Boom.
Send a picture of your girlfriend.
We'll holler.
100.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press
Julie,
pound
leave a
for
message.
Additional options.
I'm leaving a message or I'm making the message?
Here's the message. Just say F
leave
you,
a message.
F you, Jake.
No, I would never say such a thing.
Say it!
Fake Bob. Do fake Bob.
Hello, I'm no longer here as part of Bad Radio, but you can catch me from 3-7 with the snake. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Yes. You will hear that this time next week.
Hang up, Ham. I can't do it. I don't know what... Something's going on with the phone. That's the one thing. I'll turn on my mic. You hang up the phone. There you go.
All right. It's 249. It's a ticket.